The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Good morning, everybody. I hope your wake up went well.
Energy.
It's 7 a.m.
Energy. More energy. Amp
it's 7 a.m. Yeah, rest that. It's the listeners just waking up. I'm being the soothing morning voice. Hey, good morning, sweetheart. It's
nobody
well,
wants that in their ears. Me. Amp up, amp up, amp up.
That's probably true. All right, good morning, fucker. It's time to get up and do something with yourself. All right, people.
Rise and shine, bitch. You filthy mongrel. Have a nice fucking day. You know
That's
what?
It.
You know what? This is the positivity today. You know what? You wake up today, this is your day. This cannot be not your day, okay? You go out there, it's aggressive positivity. You think you're not good enough? Fuck that, okay? You bang against your head in the wall and you think you're good enough.
That's it.
We don't do that shit here. Today, for one day, we don't stay humble. We don't stay
That's
humble
right.
for one day. Today,
That's right.
we're all kings and queens. Okay? And everything in between.
That's it. So what was it? Bang your wall? Bang your head
bang
against
your
the wall?
Bang your wall, yes. Bang your wall to start the day off right.
Bang
we
your
here
head
at Globally
wall.
Local, known as the wall bangers.
Oh, God. All right. Well, people, on today's episode, first of all, I'll quickly say we're in Frankfurt in Germany. Rudy, what do you know about Frankfurt?
Sausages.
Very good.
Sausages.
So I'll just quickly rattle off my facts, and then we'll go to the to my intro of the day. So first of all, it's the business capital of Germany. Did you know that, Rudy?
I did.
Well done. Germany is a Central European nation. Did you know that, Rudy?
Nation.
Yes.
Country.
What's the difference?
I think, isn't nation Germans and Germany is the country?
No. I think nation and country is the same thing.
Okay, then I was wrong. Move on.
And you know what? I'm so
Fuck
secure
you.
In myself that unlike little Rudy, I don't have to Google my answers because I already know that.
Little Rudy? Excuse me. How do you know? How do you know? Have you seen? It is little,
yes.
by the way. Microscope is needed, but I don't appreciate you knowing that.
That's right. And Rudy's, of course, talking about his big toe, which was recently removed.
That's cool. I still have it in a box nearby me, actually. It's a glass casket. Because you remember
Rudy,
my funeral? I have to, for me to be like fully done the proportions in my ashes and stuff like that, I'll keep all my body parts.
Right. You wouldn't want the volume of ashes to decrease.
Because of my big toe.
Right. So, Rudy, you also know, of course, there are multiple Frankfurts. And today we're talking about the one that's Frankfurt an der Oder, a city east of Berlin.
Wait. Wait a minute. There are multiple Frankfurts.
There's multiple Frankfurts. But you already knew that, Rudy. In Germany?
Okay. Yes. Moving on then.
All right. No, that's right, Rudy. We're of course doing the main Frankfurt and not the
the
one.
Okay.
In...
You bitch.
Right.
You bitch.
That's just the classic prank. Heyo. Alright, so Rudy. Or sorry, dear listeners. For today, I wanted to do another segment of Get to Know Rudy, but we've got a special one because today I will answer for Rudy and Rudy asks the questions.
Right.
Rudy, would you like to... Rudy gave me a list of questions. I haven't prepared an answer because I know him that well. Rudy, may I volunteer you to pick 5 questions?
Oh, you...
Just so that I'm not biased.
Okay. We'll start easy. What's my favorite dinosaur?
a Stegosaurus.
You know what? Nah. You were kinda close, though.
What is it?
As a kid, I really liked Triceratops.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to go for that.
I think they're funky. I switch. I also like
Plesiosaurus. Oh, no, wait. I wasn't even thinking. I think like Triceratops is cool as well.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Sorry,
tits
Rudy.
Or ass?
That's a ass.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You're really scoring well on this.
That's correct?
Yes. How did you know?
Okay. Okay, good.
Well, but then again, good pecs are nice as well, you know? Like, I'm not going to say no to that.
Right. But that's not the question of tits or ass, is it?
Well, I have a friend who calls them man tits, so...
No, I'm saying tits or ass doesn't mean, oh, I hate one and I like the other. It's
oh,
which
yeah,
one
yeah,
would
yeah,
you
yeah,
prefer.
Oh, yeah. Of course, of course, of course. Well, there's many, but one of my most shameful moments.
I don't think I would have. I don't think I know this. It's probably number one is you losing arguments to me frequently. I would guess that is number one. Oh, you.
Damn.
Number two, I don't know. I feel like you might have told me. I really have it to think, but. Tell me, Rudy, if you're willing to share.
Now I'm thinking it was like a recent one that was. Because I go about life just doing whatever, you know, like feels funny at the moment. And sometimes it doesn't turn out to be that way. let me think. Shameful moment.
But that's not shameful, Rudy. If you're doing that with confidence, for the
yeah,
love
no,
of the
Yeah, no, but
art,
that's the thing. Sometimes some things happen where it's like, rarely. Because my tolerance for what I find myself to be embarrassing is very, very high, I guess. But sometimes it crosses the bar, and I'm trying to think what it would have been. Oh, well, I guess I did improvised... well, you wouldn't have known this, but a week ago, improvised douching scenario.
Jesus Christ.
No, because what happened is I basically went to the bathroom to take a shit and then only then realized
okay.
I didn't have I ran out of toilet paper everywhere
right.
in the house.
Nice.
So naturally I just stepped into the shower.
Right. And of course this is the one thing that's like completely private. You didn't have to share this with anyone.
Yeah,
and
no,
you would call this shameful?
I guess so.
If this
I
were
like,
in the privacy of my own home, I don't know if I would call it shameful.
Okay, well, then in that case, I can't come up with anything else in the spot. There's a lot of things, probably. Okay. Well, I don't have any at the moment, but I've had some in the past. My celebrity crush.
See, here's my problem with this question. Is that whenever someone asks this, I immediately think of Timothy Chalamet. And there's no reason for it. I just do.
What the fuck?
When somebody brings up, celebrity crush, like, not even my own. If this is like a third-party conversation, and they say celebrity crush, I think of Timothy Chalamet. And I don't know why, because I don't think I've ever seen a movie with him. So, so that's my answer.
Oh yeah.
So like, wait. I really feel like something's coming to me.
There used to be some in
really,
the past, but then they all went downhill at some point.
Kanye West, based on that.
What?
Description.
The fuck?
They were great in the past and they went downhill.
No! Kanye West! No! Henry! I was thinking, like, I used to at some point when I was, like, 16 or something, crush on Shawn Mendes or Tom Holland. Kanye
West!
That's
right, Tom Holland. No, you're right, I should have gotten Tom Holland.
Kanye West!
You told
this me guy knows
well.
Me! Kanye fucking West!
Well, you said they went downhill.
I guess that, but jeez, okay. What else? What keeps me awake at night?
The stress of the study.
Yeah, you know that. I'm bad at that, managing that at night, but sometimes. And then
the
last
thoughts,
but not
Rudy.
Least, negative thoughts indeed. Never make decisions when it's past 9 p.m., guys. There's an advice for you on this globally local segment, Rudy's advice. All your important decisions, make them in the morning or throughout the day. Don't make them at night. It's just not the vibes.
Thought. I'd have to think about if I agree with that. I don't know if I
do. Just think about the same thing, which is a subjective topic. Let's say about, I don't know, how you view somebody, right?
Right.
And let's say you find somebody like sometimes annoying, sometimes very fun to be around with. I bet you, you'll notice in the morning, you don't mind them. You think about them in the evening, you hate them. That's like how it is, genuinely.
I don't know, I've never really thought about it.
Well, you try it out, you'll see.
Yeah, I do think you're really annoying right now, so maybe that checks out.
Well, for me it's the morning, so I was going to say I love you, but fuck you. the one thing I value above all others, as I guess like a value, like, I don't know, a virtue.
Friendship / loyalty.
That's a close one. But I think at the end of the day, I value more having dreams. I feel like people shape their whole personality in their life. If you have a dream, then you subconsciously just move towards it. So if you don't have one, if you don't know who you are, well, then it's sort of like chaos moving around.
I will regretfully have to admit, this is my most shameful moment, is that the first thing I thought of when you asked this question was, again, Timothy Chalamet. So.
Jesus Christ. I don't even like him that much. My mom, for some reason, fangirls about him a lot, but not me. I do respect his hustle, because he seems to be very, very ambitious, and he admits it, which is, I don't know, in the modern-day Hollywood culture where everybody's so fake, that is a breathing room there. Anyways, we gotta go, you guessed it, to the news.
All right, Rudy. 25-year-old man arrested after climbing skyscraper facade with no protection.
What the fuck?
Have you seen, like, videos of this before?
No.
Like, not necessarily this incident, but, like, generally, like, free climbing?
Oh. Well, to be completely honest, I usually, when I see videos like those, I assume it might be fake. But I do believe that some people have done it for sure.
Yes. So, this guy got in trouble after climbing a 200-meter-tall building with, like, no harness, no protection. A bystander called the police, and the police were waiting on the top of the building for him to finish the climb, and then arrested him on arrival. His three buddies, who were also filming the whole thing, were also arrested, and they had to delete all their photos and videos. And here's the kicker about this all, right? You would say this is quite unsafe, Rudy? Would you?
Yes.
Would you say that there has been some sort of crime committed here?
Well, I mean, I assume trespassing, first of all. Then, I don't know how it's like, it's not sort of like anything to do with harm, right? Because it's your choice to harm your body or not, I suppose. So that's not the crime itself, but I don't know what else is the crime.
If I had to guess, and this is, of course, I already know the answer, but if I were someone that had to pick a crime for this, I would say, like, reckless endangerment of other people. I don't know if there's, like, a specific crime for that. Anyway, your guess was right. A lawyer for the city advised that the law that was broken is basically trespassing. In this case, it's called Hausfriedensbruch, which means basically disturbing the peace in a house specifically. This means that the city itself cannot sue the perpetrator because it's now a private matter. So if the building, like, manager or whatever doesn't sue the perpetrator, the city can't do anything either, and they'll just walk away. So it depends on if they want to pursue it or not.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that logic is always like, you know, like, if you're so confident in your skills, I mean, go and do it, but climb like a tree, because if you fall, I don't want to see that going through the city. I don't want to see
you could just go rock climbing.
Yeah, like, do something where if you die, you don't spoil my day.
Yeah. Like, God forbid it's me who has their day ruined, right? Like, that shit would suck.
Yeah, no, like, you know, I'm very aware of the people around me. A very nice person, you know?
Yeah.
But there are some things that I'll draw the line. And, like, if you die in front of me, shame on you.
Yeah. What about if you faint in front of someone?
Well, if I say I'm gonna faint and then faint, I think it's fine.
Alright, fair enough. What if they say I'm gonna die and then they die in front of you?
I will be, what the fuck? And then they die and I'll be like, Jesus Christ!
Alright, fair enough.
Mine is 1, 2, Polizei, 3, 4, Grenadier, and your money's gone.
Uh-huh.
That's the article name. Do you know the song I referenced, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Don't know how many got that reference from the listeners, but that's how I learned my German. There was that song. I don't know why my German teacher pulled it up at some point. On Thursday, police officers in several countries took action against a gang allegedly posing as police officers. Spanish police officers were also involved in the operation. 4 suspects were arrested. The operation in Germany was coordinated by the Frankfurt Criminal Investigation Department. According to the Frankfurt Police and Public Prosecutor's Office, the gang members are accused of having operated several call centers in where? Turkey! Since 2019. The people working there are said to have played the role of police officers in frauds, such as the grandparent scam. During the searches on Thursday, several live firearms, large stockpiles of ammunition, fake IDs, tens of kilograms of gold, more than 500,000 euros in cash, significant quantities of marijuana, and digital wallets for storing cryptocurrencies were seized. Officials executed 4 arrest warrants against suspected gang members from Germany and Spain. Point being, let me reiterate. Role of police officers and fraud such as the grandparent scam. When I read this, I thought, you know, the people who call you up and is like, oh, your bank account got seized. If you please send a message to this call, then we're going to get it back for you. And the grandparent's like, oh my goodness. And then, you know, they did the thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, they got fucking bank out of this grandparent scam.
I mean, like, isn't that the whole point?
I'm about to start grandparent scamming. Tens of kilograms of gold, more than 500,000 in cash, digital wallets for storing cryptocurrencies, and significant quantities of marijuana.
Right. It's like, all right, grandparents, you're gonna have to hand over your marijuana if you want. I don't know.
Hey.
Get your bank account back.
9.
No, but like, you know, just the fact that they have that much in cash means that it's not that hard to, like, or not that easy to get it away, right? Store it away, if that makes sense.
I think they're just lazy.
All right, fair enough.
Listen, if I get that kind of money, dollar by dollar, I would walk it out of this country.
How?
By walking.
Okay, so you would physically take it with you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just mind me as I walk over the border, my hands and pockets just mysteriously full of some weird substance. Turns out just dollar bills stacked in there. That's just my blocky abs.
And a suitcase full of marijuana.
Well, that's the trick. I do the good old, hop to, and I throw it over the border.
Here's an idea. That's still very solid, by the way. But what if, right? What if you make like a mattress company and you just fill your mattresses with weed, basically? You know how they like say like,
I can't believe you're pitching a real world problem.
Wait, there you go.
Are you fucking with us? Or do you actually like know that this is a real thing?
What do you mean?
Oh, you don't? Money laundering in, let's say, America is exactly what you're describing right now. You go out of Detroit, You go out of Detroit, and then there'll be these streets, which are suspiciously just a street full of mattress companies. And you're like, who's buying this many mattresses? Well, guess what, brother? Nobody's buying that many mattresses. It's just the front, and those mattresses are loaded with shit.
Maybe people in Detroit just like to sleep well. Who knows?
Oh, that's the point. Like, it's a very... You know what? You could be a good... If you came by this without knowing that thing, Henry, criminal mastermind in the making, right there.
That's right. I'm not a great criminal. I would just tell on myself, probably. Anyway, second one for me, Rudy. Man falls onto high-speed train tracks as train pulls into the station. And tragically... He did not announce that he was going to die beforehand. So that really shocked onlookers because they weren't warned.
Why is this an article? You told me before the...
He lived.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
That's why he didn't say he was going to die, Rudy. It's because he lived. Come on,
you
buddy.
You got me on the first half. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't even really say why he fell onto the train tracks. Actually, I think it said we don't know why he fell onto the train tracks. The train was pulling in, but he had time to crawl into like the space, you know, below the platform. There's a little bit of an overhang between the track, and so that's where he crawled to. And then the train parked, and then they were like, all right, we're not going to drive the train out of here with the guy there. So they had rescuers... basically crawl along that space for 60 meters to get his ass out of there. Jesus. That's really the end of the article.
Wait, okay. You know, credit where credit is due, but then again, you told me you got some articles.
I thought these were pretty cool.
Claustrophobia, Max.
I thought this was a really cool one, actually.
Today is all about injuries, huh?
An inspiring story. They did first aid while they were down there, Rudy. They sang a couple campfire songs because it was quite a cozy atmosphere.
Oh, okay. You know, that's nice. That's nice.
They roasted marshmallows.
Oh, that's even nicer.
And then they carried his ass out and sent him to the hospital. And then it was done.
Talking about hospitals, I'm not going to go into it because it's too late already for that. But I had an article named Pay Up or Die, and which essentially boils down to... Frankfurt nice. Hospital parkings, €25 per day.
I mean, here's the thing, right? If you are in the hospital, you likely didn't arrive by car. So that's
but
not
what
your
if
warrant.
You do?
Then you should have not parked with the car, buddy. You should have came with the bus. Come on, bus.
Bleeding out. Fuck. I had to wait for the bus schedule because €25 ain't worth my three broken libs.
Look, it's €25 one day, but chances are if you really need to go to the hospital, you're going to be there longer than a day. So at that point, you know, you're paying rent for a parking space.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyways, I think it's time for us to go to the... Ed! Oh, yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, your boy. Here's the stitch for today. We here at Globally Local FM, if you could not tell yet, are broke. And not like, oh shit, I cannot buy myself a three-tier cake for dessert type of broke, but like, go live in the woods with seven random men, Cinderella type of broke, you know? So needless to say, at this point, we will take any ads if you have them. Want a nice little ad for your hitman career? We got you. Want to sell your boyfriend? We got you. Hell, you want to just rant about something? We got you. And by the way, all boyfriends and husbands out there, you want to sell your wives and children? We got you! Yes, Jerry, that's the signal! Bag 'em, lads, bag 'em! Go, 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 go! Alright, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your cooperation, and you can pat yourself on the back for being a successful part of the newly launched project BAGM, initiated by Interpol in cooperation with CIA and MI7. Modern problems require modern solutions as we continue to keep the streets safe using our newest novel tactics. podcast ads.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
God, I mean, you know that video that the soundbite is from? It's just an all-time classic. I have to rewatch that again.
That shit is just an all-time classic. The grandpa gets bagged, actually gets out of the house, gets spray painted basically in the face.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oi.
All right, people, watch your back or you might be getting caught by Interpol.
Yeah, government called. Sorry, guys, had to sell out for this one.
All right, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. No. We're gonna just restart because that's not what we want you to picture. All right? All right, everybody, reset. Breathe in. And now hold that breath while I talk about this for like the next 2 minutes. So don't breathe out before that, all right? You get off the train and head towards the city center. On your way, you pass the meth heads and junkies at the station, who are the only stereotype I know about Frankfurt. But they're nice because they keep to themselves or something, so. As you make it further from the station, the streets quiet down. Maybe suspiciously so. No one is in what should be a bustling city center. The silence is broken as you witness sausages flying across the street. Darn, you must have visited right when the annual sausage war was about to take place. This year, Currywurst is really looking to beat out the Frankfurter. As you stand there, in the middle of the street, getting slapped by pork cylinders, you pop down your suitcase and whip out the bread shield that you had so cunningly prepared. You not only get yourself some tasty snacks, but more importantly, you manage to use it to get to the hotel, where you can now rest easy as you attend the insert boring conference name here that you were looking forward to. So, if being a businessman is up your alley, then maybe Frankfurt can be your next destination. Breathe out.
Yo, I was dying there already.
It's a good breathing exercise for you, Rudy. This is what the monks in Tibet do every day, actually.
Actually, about breathing exercises, I don't know, you reminded me. Funny story. Can I just say, the man I'm about to talk about is such an icon, right? Just goes through life as an icon. So, we went to this nature reserve with friends, right? Cycled there, walked about, cycled back. Everything went fine. Somewhere, like, along the way, like, no wrinkles, you know, like, had a picnic. At some point, this guy gets told off because he was smoking in a non-smoking area, right? But the dude who told him off was, like, super nice about it. He was like, sorry, like, you're not allowed to smoke here because it's a fire hazard. And then my friend was immediately like, oh, sorry, I didn't know. And then, you know, lit out the cigarette and that's fine. So, no hiccup there. Then we start cycling back. And then shit started hitting the fan because one of our friends' bike basically, like, broke down. Sort of, like, the tire was completely flat and we were completely, like, in a different city from where we live in. Then the friend who tried to help her went home and remembered that he forgot his keys with us, so he couldn't get home. His roommate had to let him in. Then some people took the train. Then my friend who got the cigarette thingy, he thought he lost his phone, but it turns out our other friend, actually our editor, had taken his phone. So there's a whole shebang like this, right? Later, cycling back, I think, and he was like, oh, he was talking about his phone. I think he had already found it at that point, but he was like, man, the last thing I needed was to, like, you know, lose my phone right now. So many bad things already happened today. Like, our friend's bike got a flat tire. I got told off for smoking. And I was like, ah, yes. The two critical moments in the day where somebody's bike broke down and we all had to solve the issue. And you couldn't smoke. He told it with such also, like, just this, like, ah, you know, that was the last thing I needed, to lose my phone, because these two things already happened today. You can bleep and out, Sid, but for Henry's purpose, this was...
Oh, God.
Oi.
Who's in a nature reserve? Is it like, this is the right time to start smoking?
Oh, that guy is, Well, he's coping in different ways, but man's a chimney. I'm sorry. I love him to bits, but he's a chimney.
I'll let him get away with it.
Okay.
All right.
Hello. 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 It is time for your favorite segment, Going Local, where you will find out if Frankfurt is a sleigh or nay. Pots and holes. Both very likable things, but put them together and we fucking hate them. That's right. Potholes, everyone, is the light touches, Simba. That's the savannah of Frankfurt, son. Don't you dare drive the newly bought car on these traps they call roads. I looked on Google Maps. Every single crossing had potholes. At least in the district I was walking around initially. Ads. The whole city is one big ad. What will you eat at lunch? Frankfurt sausages. What cars will you drive to work? Mercedes-Benz and Volkswagen. Das Auto. And if your answer was BMW, I hope you know that in my eyes it stands for Bold Maniac Wagon, usually driven by, you guessed it, bold maniacs. And not to forget, fake Polizei with their fake Anruf and fake Grosseltern scams. In Frankfurt, you cannot trust anyone. It's a lawless land where only the toughest survive. Those who still use federal post instead of phones. So, if you are an enthusiast of the rustic vibe of pre-World War I communications, yet want a tinge of that capitalistic oversaturated ad vibe mashed together with occasionally sprained ankle or broken gear axle, before you did not look where you were going and fell into a pothole, then Frankfurt, Germany is just for you.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it has any problems.
Nay.
Sounds like it's got it all together.
Hey.
All right, Rudy. Would you like to lead us? He's eating his mic, people.
I am not eating my
he
mic.
He just started eating his mic. All right.
How can I talk?
Sorry, to be more specific, he tried eating. He's trying to eat his pop filter, people.
That's just not true.
Now he tried to eat his mic. Anyway, Rudy, would you like to lead us into your local business?
For my local business, I recommend you go and stay over at the Grand Hotel downtown, which by any quantifiable and viable measuring system is nowhere near downtown. So go and ask them, how come you aren't in downtown?
Lovely. I've got, just when you're in Germany, you got to eat a Bratwurst. So my recommendation is going to one of the many best Wurst in town and having one. Especially recommended on a nice winter day.
Can you give us a local business recommendation in German?
Oh, gee. Wenn man in Deutschland ist, dann muss man auch eine Bratwurst essen. Also ich würde vorschlagen, zu dem Laden zu gehen, Best Wurst in Town und eine Bratwurst zu essen. Vor allen Dingen im Winter ist das eine schöne Idee.
Wow. It's been so long since I've heard actual German. There you go, lads.
There you
we
go.
We bagged him. Okay. My local radio suggestion. Let's see. There we go. I just got this vinyl sent to me. This is the new this month's set list of Radio 1920, where we play songs that not even our grandparents knew existed. So, here, check it out.
That are my baby, no sir, not a mini baby. Yes sir, that are my baby now. Up a Fujiyama, it's a real cool man. Yes ma'am, I decided, no ma'am, I not
okay.
Hide it. Yes
and I've got a Radio U, which seemed pretty fine and standard as far as radios go.
Actually,
it's just, I couldn't find anything too exciting.
I've heard of Radio U.
Yeah? What do you think?
Traveling through Europe. It's just your average pop radio.
Yeah. That's kind of how it felt to me.
I think also Radio U is in the truck simulator that you played with Anna.
Oh, is it?
I think you at some point put it on.
Probably. I could imagine that it would. I think your truck simulator has all the radios anyway. still waiting for the day that we get Denmark so I can recommend the radio I like most from Euro Truck Simulator. Anyway, my secondary recommendation, sorry, I just had to put this in, was Radio X, which had genuinely some of the most bizarre music I've ever heard, and I don't even know in what genre to place it. So if you want to try that one out, please do. And that, Rudy.
All right. Well, then, thank you very much for listening to Globally Local FM, episode 52, Frankfurt, Germany. Brought to you by Tom of Hazzah. Go and check out our dear colleague Colosso Pengo on twit.tv. You can find me at 000, RUDYS 000. So that's 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros on Instagram. Go and look for me. I'm not that hidden, to be honest, but, well, I've yet to be found, I guess. Bars. Henry, where can we find you?
Chowing down on a bratwurst in downtown.
Okay. Yeah, and then we hope to see you next episode in...
our anniversary celebration?
Oh! Pop the champagne! Oh, we also maybe can let out Sid for that one. What you think about that?
All right, just this once.
Okay. Let them eat cake.